Naples and its waters, a 2,700-year-long history. Parthenope and Mount Echia. Water of Marmara. From the springs of Mount Echia, the water del Mummare was born, also known by the name of Tsifregna, due to its high iron content, and ended its journey at number 50 of Via Kayatamon, where there is currently a plaque in its memory. Its source, in fact, was closed in 1973, following the spread of cholera, to avoid further infections due to contamination of the water. The Mummare were terracotta flasks used to bottle the water flowing from the sources, so as to be able to preserve, thanks to the action of the clay, both the cool temperature and the numerous therapeutic substances contained in the water due to its volcanic origin, such as sodium bicarbonate, chlorides, calcium, magnesium and iron. The water was then poured from the Mummare into small terracotta jugs, called giaratelle, where lemon juice and bicarbonate were added. Thus a drink with strong digestive power was obtained, often used also to heal many physical pains. Many used to sip it in small doses even with wine, and took it from a water bank where the water carrier served it cold, either plain or with the addition of freshly squeezed orange or lemon juice and a pinch of sodium bicarbonate. The Tsifregna water therefore gave birth to a new profession in our city, which still stands nowadays, named the water carrier, in fact, kiosks selling mineral water, water and lemon and various refreshments are still there throughout the city, thus becoming one of the main sources of livelihood for the inhabitants of Kayatamon. In addition to the water bank, created with the aim of preventing the Neapolitan people from going to the wells or springs in the early morning, it was possible to purchase water from some young women who, after having shouted in the streets of the historical center, so as to announce phrases even with a double meaning, they used to fill the flasks put inside the baskets lowered by all those who wished to make the purchase. These young women were called the Lucien, inhabitants of the Santa Lucia neighborhood in Naples. Their clothing was characterized by a bustier, a Brittany canvas shirt, a frappato tulle skirt, an apron rich in lace, while their hair was styled with a tupo, a sort of chignon. Married women showed off a golden silk drape, while peasant women embellished their heads with a colored handkerchief. The Lucien boasted of being the most beautiful in Naples, brunettes with raven hair and eyes. The water they sold came from a source located inside a cave on the Kayatamon, which could only be accessible through a staircase, and since its sources were the Phlegrean volcanic springs, the water was naturally sparkling.